The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustace Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustace family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op checks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desiree Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening, hockey fans in Middlebury and the Champlain Valley, and welcome to Kenyon Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where this evening it'll be the 47th meeting between the Plattsburgh State Cardinals and the Middlebury College Panthers. My name is Kim Lower, and I'll be bringing you all the action of this evening's contest. The teams come into the contest with a record of 21 wins, 21 losses, and 4 ties. So it's a very even matchup between veteran head coach Bob Emery for Plattsburgh and first-year head coach Neil Sinclair for Middlebury. The Panthers looking to rebound off of a less than stellar performance, I guess that's the best way to put it, against Norwich this past Tuesday. We talk a lot during the broadcast this season about the four keys to success. And of those four keys at Norwich, staying out of the penalty box, the Panthers did not do a good job of that at all, allowing 3 Norwich power play goals, 1 Norwich shorthanded goal, and a second shorthanded goal was mercifully waved off due to being directed in with a high stick. But the Panthers' special teams not performing well up at Kreitzberg Arena. We'll see what tonight brings. And right now, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The old New Year's resolution, a chance to step back, reset, and make a conscious decision about living a better life. You know, being a better version of yourself, trying new things, making a change. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And 2015 was the year of change for us. And it's been an amazing experience. We've just finished one of the best months ever. So our New Year's resolution for 2016, well, is to continue to expand, make good, honest deals, and really focus on changing the way you feel about buying a car. Like I've said before, it's a simple process, and we're really good at it. So if your New Year's resolution includes a new-to-you car or truck, head to PoulinAutoSales.com. Check out our inventory and give us a call. I personally look forward to working with you. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, Eastbury Road in Barrie, and on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Changing the way you feel about buying a car.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Della Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here live at Kenyon Arena. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. This past Tuesday, the Middlebury Panthers traveled over the mountains and through the woods on a snowy evening to Northfield, where the Cadets, in the 150th meeting between the squads, dispatched of the Panthers by a score of 5-3. Aside from the shorthanded goal and the three power play goals, the Panthers did a great job. When the teams are even up in strength, the Panthers dispatched themselves very, very well. As been the case in many Middlebury games, they broke out on top first. At 4:05 of the first period, it was a power play goal for the Panthers. Max Greenwald with Camille Tkachuk with the assist. Tkachuk, back to the point, to Greenwald. Greenwald, wrist shot, score! Max Greenwald, it'll be a power play goal for the Panthers, and Tkachuk should get the assist. That goal coming at the 4:05 mark. That, at the end of the first period, Middlebury tied up with Norwich by a score of 1-1, and things were looking good, but the wheels kind of fell off the Panther cart in that second period. Norwich scoring three goals to the Panthers, one. Norwich starting off early at the 1:54 mark from Kevin Salvucci, a shorthanded goal at 11:37. Gave the Cadets a 3-1 lead. Another shorthanded goal just 20 seconds later was waved off due to being directed in with a high stick, but at that point, clearly the Panthers were in a bit of disarray. Finally, the captain, Evan Newgold, put some stability for the Panthers on the ice, and at 12:25, Newgold scores with Jasanti on the assist. Excuse me now, Middlebury picks up another penalty, so we're skating 3-on-3. Newgold in over the line, takes the shot and scores! Evan Newgold! That goal coming at the 12:25 mark, it's going to be Evan Newgold. Falvey picking up the Middlebury penalty. And it's Evan Newgold bringing the Panthers within one. We'll see who picks up the assist on that one. Newgold, a good job as he took the shot from the slot. But that Middlebury momentum was short-lived. Just a mere 50 seconds later, another power play goal for Norwich increased the lead. Norwich raced out to a 5-2 advantage early in the third period, and yet another power play goal. Finally, at 5:57, Jake Charles, who had a lot of grit and a lot of hustle and was banging them all night long, finally picks up the third Middlebury goal unassisted. Head manning the puck, Norwich in over the Middlebury line one more time. Panthers pick it up, and now Charles with a break. 2-on-1 if he hurries along with Newgold, and he scores! Jake Charles from a bad angle on the far side puts the Panthers a little bit more in charge of this one. Now just down by two by a score of 5-3. But unfortunately, that's the way the game ended up. 5-3, Norwich picking up the victory in the 150th meeting between the squads. And for Middlebury, it was the second loss in their last two games, and they're losing a heartbreaker 3-2 to Trinity just the Sunday before. And then this one at Norwich seemingly slipped away after the Panthers were off to a good start in the first period. But that was Tuesday. This is Friday. We'll see how the Panthers are able to react and come back after that nosebleed, I'm going to say. Some tough hockey up at Norwich on that snowy night. But we'll see if the Panthers can rebound when they come to meet the Plattsburgh Cardinals for the 47th time in their long history. You're listening to the LaBerge pregame show, sponsored by the LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, and you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiberay Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desiberay on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergence. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergence. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lauer back here at Kenyon Arena before the start of this evening's contest between the Plattsburgh State Cardinals and the Middlebury College Panthers. The starting lineups for Bob Emery's Plattsburgh Cardinals, who come in ranked number 3 nationally, Middlebury facing Norwich, and I believe at the time they were number 7 in the nation, so a couple highly ranked competitors here for the Panthers. The Cardinals, though, do come in with an overall record of 11 victories, 2 losses, and 1 tie. Middlebury fans will remember that we met Plattsburgh in the opening round of the PrimeLink tournament over at Kreitzberg Arena, and in that game, Middlebury lost by a score of 5-4, even though they had raced out to a 2-goal lead early in that game. They were just unable to hold that. So this is going to be a game that the Panthers are going to be looking for some revenge in. The starting lineups for Coach Bob Emery at center is going to be number 23, Luke Balista. He is a senior, 6'1", 180 from Cambridge, Ontario. And this season in 14 games, he has 4 goals, 4 assists for a total of 8 points. On the left side is going to be number 11, Connor Gorman, a senior, 5'9", 185 from Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. This season in 13 games, Connor has 4 goals, 3 assists for a total of 7 points. And on the right side, it's going to be number 20, Cole Stallard, a first-year freshman, 6'2", 220 from Waleska, Georgia. So again, the starting forward combination is going to be Luke Waleska, Connor Gorman, and Cole Stallard. For the defense, it's going to be anchored by number 5, Patrick Hermans, a junior, 6'1", 185 from North Andover, Massachusetts. In 8 games this year, Patrick, no goals, but 3 assists for a total of 3 points on the season for him. His defensive mate is going to be Ayrton Valente, a sophomore, 5'11", from Woodbridge, Ontario. In 13 games this year, 3 goals, 5 assists for a total of 8 points. And in net, it's going to be number 34, Brady Rulo. Brady is a junior, 6'2", 185 from Fort McLeod, Alberta. And on the season, he has 3 victories, 1 loss. His goals against average is 2.21%. His saves percentage is 90.1. So on the defense, it's going to be 5 Patrick Hermans, 15 Ayrton Valente, and the intern of the igloo for Bob Emery is going to be Brady Rulow. So that's the way the Cardinals line up. That front line of theirs accounting for a total of 25 points. For the Middlebury Panthers, under the tutelage of first-year coach Neil Sinclair, certainly not first year in Division III ice hockey, but his first year behind the bench here at Middlebury, the starting lineup for the Panthers will be as follows. Up front, it's going to be number 20, Max Greenwald. Max is a senior, 5'8", 170 from Potomac, Maryland. On the season, 3 goals, 4 assists for a total of 7 points. On the left side for Max is going to be Camille Tkachuk. He's a freshman. Sports number 38. He is 6', 190 from Oakville, Ontario. On the season, 1 goal, 1 assist for a total of 2 points. And on the right wing, it's going to be Zach Haggerty, number 33, a senior. He's 5'9", 185, a local boy here from Stowe, Vermont. And on the season, Haggerty has 3 goals, 2 assists for a total of 5 points. On the defense, Middlebury's going to start number 22, Spencer Cage, a freshman. 5'11", 190 from Fishers, Indiana. He comes in with 2 goals and 1 helper on the season for a total of 3 points. And his defensive mate is going to be number 44, a senior, Terry Gogan. 6'1", 194 from Weston, Massachusetts. On the season, Gogan, 1 goal and 3 assists, total of 4 points. And the intern of the igloo for Coach Neil Sinclair tonight, Steve Klein, comes in with a record overall of 3 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie. He has a 91.3% saves percentage and a 2.60 goals against. Steven comes from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And what? And 6'2", 185. So the starting lineups again for the Panthers: Max Greenwald up front at center, Camille Tkachuk on the left side, Zach Haggerty on the right wing. Defensive combination: Spencer Cage and Terry Gogan. And between the pipes, Steve Klein. So for the Panthers, they come in with an overall record of 4 victories, 5 losses, and 4 ties. They're going to be looking to try to right the ship here. And the sooner the better. The Panthers will be getting off into some more NESCAC competition coming up after this game next weekend, the 22nd and 23rd. That would be a Friday-Saturday tilt. They take a trip up to Maine on Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's going to be at Colby College. And on Saturday, it's going to be against Bowdoin up in Brunswick at 4 o'clock start there. So next weekend, Panthers on the road. Weekend after that, the boys come back home again for their 3rd meeting this season with Connecticut College. The Camels beat Middlebury at the Prairie Link Tournament. They tied on Connecticut College's home ice, so the Panthers are going to be looking to try to square that series up on the 29th. That's 2 weeks from today. 7 o'clock start here, and on Saturday, it'll be the Tufts Jumbos coming to town for a 4 o'clock game. So Middlebury, after this one, starts to get into the meat of the NESCAC season. After that, the team, the following weekend, will travel to Wesleyan and Trinity on February the 5th at Trinity for a 7 p.m. start, on the 6th at Trinity for a 4 o'clock. So Wesleyan is the 5th at 7, Trinity is the 6th at 4. The weekend after that, it's going to be a home-and-home series with the Williams Purple Cows. On that Friday, the 11th, it's going to be down at Williamstown, Massachusetts, a 7 o'clock start. And then the next day, on that Saturday, it's going to be back up here for a 7 o'clock start. So the Panthers get into the meat of the NESCAC season. Have to see how that works out for them. At this point, again, at the very top of the season, Coach Neil Sinclair said that one thing he was going to be looking for was a top 4 finish for Middlebury. They've done very well in the NESCAC tournament. NESCAC opponents, rather, but they've stumbled a little bit against some of the non-conference opponents, Newman, Norwich, and Plattsburgh. So let's see what they can do this evening with that. Tomorrow afternoon, though, Panther fans, a great opportunity to come out and skate with the Lady Panthers. Middlebury's women's ice hockey team won earlier this afternoon by a score of 2-1 over Utica. And after tomorrow's game against Elmira, a game that starts at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there will be a skate with the Lady Panthers. There will be plenty of pictures and autographs to be had. It will be a great family outing, and that should start right about 5 o'clock as soon as the Elmira game is over, and as soon as the Panthers record the victory in that contest, we'll be able to make sure that the fans get on the ice with the ladies and are able to go out and really enjoy themselves. So always an event, a great community activity, a great community event, and the Coach Bill Mandigo and the rest of the Panther ladies very much looking forward to going out, skating with the fans, and showing their appreciation for the great support they receive here in the community for their games. Team's about ready to come out on the ice here and be introduced. Crowd filing in here at Kenyon Arena. We spoke earlier about the four keys to success for Middlebury, and we've talked about that throughout the whole season because it is important. It's kind of the fundamentals of hockey, as my friend Jim LaBerge would say. And the Panthers have, for the most part, done a great job of that. The four keys to success: move your feet. The Panthers have been doing that throughout the season. They skate well. They're not a quick skating team. They like a really up-tempo kind of a game. They generally do a great job of that. Second key to success is bury your chances. Panthers, for the most part, have been doing that this season. A lot of times they haven't been receiving a whole lot in the way of chances, but they have buried their chances, and they've kept the games tight. They've kept the games competitive, done a great job. Probably the thing the Panthers do the best, though, is block shots, the third key to success. They will go down, they'll block the shots so that either Steve Klein or Liam Moorfield Yee don't see the shots. They go down, keep the puck away from their goaltender, and they do a great job on that. And for that, I don't think they can be faulted in any one of their games. However, the fourth key to success was the Achilles tendon or the Achilles heel for them last Tuesday, and that's stay out of the penalty box. Some of the penalties that a team would take are probably good penalties to take if they prevent a goal, if they stop a potential opportunity for the opponents. But at Norwich, that really wasn't quite the case. The Panthers guilty of taking, in my estimation, some penalties that they really shouldn't have taken. And Norwich, to their credit, made the Panthers pay for it. The three power play goals were enough, really, to sink the Middlebury ship. And adding insult to injury, the shorthanded goal in that second period really made the Middlebury task of winning that game quite difficult. Teams on the ice, and public address announcer Bruce Zeman will be giving the starting lineups here momentarily. While he does that, let's just go over the overall scoring for the Middlebury team and who you're going to be seeing on the ice here. Camille Tkachuk, Max Greenwald, Zach Haggerty, that's the starters for the team. However, the top scoring line is anchored by senior captain Evan Newgold. He's the center on that line. He's got a total of 4 goals and 8 assists for 12 points. On the left side, he has Vinny Gisanti, 5 goals, 5 assists for a total of 10 points. Vinny is a sophomore from up in Montreal, Quebec. And on the right side, another senior. So this is two seniors on this top line, Jake Charles. Jake has 4 goals, 1 assist for a total of 5 points. So that's the Panthers' top scoring line, Gisanti, Newgold, and Charles. The other two lines, next one, the third line, centered by Paul Falvey, a senior out of Hingham, Massachusetts. Paul has 2 points on the season, a goal and an assist. Mark McClellan is the left wing on that line. He's a sophomore from British Columbia. He has 4 assists on the season. And Mike Najar, a junior who has really come on here over the past few games, is on the right wing. He has 2 goals, 3 assists for a total of 5 points. The fourth line for the Panthers, a newcomer. I think this is his first ice action in competition. It's going to be Jimmy McKee. He is a freshman from Darien, Connecticut. And he'll be centering a line that has on the left side Brendan McGovern, a senior, 3 goals and an assist. And on the right side, it's going to be Mark Lyman, another freshman, 2 goals and 1 assist for 3 points. So Jimmy McKee getting his first start, to my knowledge, in a Panther uniform this evening. And we'll see how well he does. For the defense, the defensive combination of Cage and Gogan are going to be the starters, but the other two defensive combinations are as follows. Going to be Andrew Neary, a junior from Milton, Massachusetts. Andrew comes in with 3 assists for the season. He's teamed up with Ron Fishman, a senior, and Ron has 1 goal, 6 helpers for a total of 7 points. The other defensive combination is going to be Zach Wire, sophomore from Shoreview, Minnesota. He has 1 assist on the season, and he's going to be teamed with David Belush, a sophomore from Andover, Massachusetts. No points on the season. So the Panther defensive combination, if you look at it, Ron Fishman dishing out 6 assists. He's been a very valuable component for the Panthers on the power play as well as setting up the offense from the points. And for the Panthers, get their top line, scoring line at least, Newgold, Jasanti, and Jake Charles. They're going to need to come and play some exceptionally good hockey this evening to be able to counter some very high-scoring Plattsburgh Cardinals. The Cardinals coming in on the season, as I said, ranked 3rd nationally. They had a big victory over SUNY Canton, a team that Middlebury beat. And they're going to be by the score of 8-2. So the Cardinals are coming in looking for Bear. The Panthers looking for a measure of redemption. And you're listening to the Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
The referees for this evening's contest are going to be Douglas Place and Mike Kress. The linesmen, Ron Yurnik, and Tyler Olson. Middlebury in their home white uniforms trimmed up with blue. In the first period, they will be skating from left to right on your radio dial, attacking the goal. It's the Cornwall end of the rink. The Cardinals in their red uniforms, their red away uniforms, defending that Cornwall goal, and they will be skating right to left. So they're going to be shooting at the Middlebury Town end of the rink. Panthers shooting at the Cornwall end of the rink in this first period. And the teams look to be ready. Cardinals getting over to the bench after wishing goaltender Brady Rullo some luck. The Panthers doing the same with Steve Klein. And we are just moments away from the puck dropping here. The 47th meeting between the Middlebury Panthers and the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. Gorman on the left side with Cole Stallard. And the center, it's going to be Luke, number 23, Luke Belishta for the Panthers. Max Greenwald out with Camille Tkachuk. Zach Haggerty, let's get ready to light some fires and kick some tires. The Panthers, and they have the puck from the faceoff. It's back to Gogan. Sends a long pass into the Plattsburgh zone. In there quickly after it is Haggerty. Haggerty, along with Greenwald, digging it against the far boards. Keep it in the Plattsburgh zone. Plattsburgh controls around to Gorman behind his own net. Here on the near side to Belishta. He couldn't get it out. Panthers try to push the puck in. Tkachuk couldn't get anything going on that. And it goes out to the center ice area. Greenwald picks it up as a line changes in order here for Neil Sinclair. Puck back in the Plattsburgh zone. Cardinals work it up ice to Gorman. He's stopped, and back comes Newgold. Newgold tried to flip it over to Jake Charles. He does. Charles in the Plattsburgh zone around behind the net to Jasanti. Jasanti to Fishman. Fishman's shot. Nice save there by Rullo. To Neary behind the net to Charles. To Jasanti. Then Jasanti can't get anything going. Finally, Cardinals pick it up. And back comes Hermans. Hermans' long flip shot into the Middlebury zone. 18:50 remaining in the first period. Heading up ice to Jasanti. He taps it into the Plattsburgh zone. And Middlebury looking for a line change. As Taft sets sail in front of his own bench into the Middlebury line. Panthers intercept, but not out. Kept in by Egan at the left side. He throws it in behind the Panther cage. Neary goes over for it, now along with Falvey. Back to Fishman. Fishman sends it up ice. Najjar couldn't hold it, and the Panthers try it one more time. This time to McClellan. He gets it out to center ice, but not much further than that, and back counter punches Radicia for the Cardinals. Shot goes wide of the cage, coming over for Taft. Thrown into the Middlebury zone behind the net. Bob Emery looking for a line change, and it's Neary skating it out in front of his own bench. He's stopped and back counterpunched the Cardinals. Over the Middlebury line, Evan Owens looking to get it in front of the net. To Kyle, to Hall, Kyle Hall. Back to Chason, shot in on net, quick whistle, and a stoppage in play as a matter of fact. Plattsburgh not too very happy about that. Steve Klein didn't really cover the puck up real clearly, but the referees lost sight of it. And with that, a stoppage in play and a faceoff coming to the left side of the Panther netminder. No score here. Early stages of the first period. Cardinals and Panthers. Cardinals from the faceoff. They've got Chason. Chason to the left point. He's looking for the pass. Can't get it. Panthers, though, unable to advance the puck. Wire with it behind his own net to Belush. He's stopped. Cardinals. Radisa. Behind the Panther net, Belush picks up the puck. Panthers having a little bit of difficulty clearing the zone. Finally they do, but the Cardinals intercept the puck. It's Radisa chasing it in. As Gorman comes back on the ice, Panthers break out smartly, and it's Haggerty over the Cardinal line. Shot, a big glove save by Brady Rullo, and a stoppage in play. So Middlebury getting the faceoff in the Cardinal zone. No score here, 16:54 remaining. Gorman for the Cardinals, can't get it out. Against Gogan, his shot from the right point stopped easily by Rullo. Finally, the Cardinals break away cleanly at center ice. Stallard, along with Gorman, into the Middlebury zone. Stopped there. Panthers turn it around. Berman for the Cardinals. Throws it down in the Middlebury zone as Emery's looking for a line change here. Terry Gogan can't get anything going, and the Cardinals now in front, and on goal, a shot. Nice save by Klein as the Cardinals were able to break in on a Middlebury line change and caught the Panthers off guard. Play back to Taft at the left point. Throws it into the corner. Middlebury's Gogan. He loses it. Can't come up with it. Cardinals back to the point. Look to set it up. Over here to Taft. To Egan. Middlebury having some difficulty clearing the zone with 15:30 now left. Finally, it's Jake Charles at center ice. On the right side, throws it into the Cardinal zone. Takes a whack at it to try to center it in front. Not much going on there. Jasante comes in, picks up the puck for the Panthers. To Charles. Newgold goes to the net. Can't get a hold of the puck. Both now Charles and Newgold go to the far corner. Belger for the Cardinals. Sends it up ice. Panthers back nicely forward as Andrew Neary. But a big turnover, and the Cardinals now 2-on-2 over the line. And a good save there off the shot off the stick of Kyle Hall, who is out there with Brandon O'Quinn. Middlebury a little sloppy in their own zone. Face off on the left side. Panthers control the puck, and it's going to be Fishman taking it behind his own net. Dishes to Neary. Good job of forechecking by the Cardinals as their Radisa now is getting the Panthers tied up in their own zone. Chason back at the point looking for the pass. He doesn't get it, but the Cardinals doing a great job now. Kyle Hall cycling down low in behind the Panther net. Hall back there. One-time shot for O'Quinn. That he fanned on that, and back come the Panthers. Najjar into the Cardinals zone, into the corner. Along with Falvey. They're stopped. But Cardinals can't get it out. Falvey throws it back in behind the crease again. In the Cardinals zone. Falvey now. Can't keep it in. And the puck goes to center ice. Back there for it. Wire. Crosses center ice. Throws it into the Cardinals zone with 14 minutes now left in the first period. Panthers, nice forecheck there. Stolen by Greenwald. His shot from a bad angle forces Rulo to make a good save, and it was actually deflected into the crowd, so a faceoff coming at the four with 14:03 left in the Cardinal zone. Nice job by Max Greenwald. Took a shot from about even with the red line, the goal line, and forced Rulo to make a really good save. Greenwald pushes the puck into the corner from the faceoff to Tkachuk. Around behind the net, Greenwald and Tkachuk. Greenwald taking the puck away from Plattsburgh. Gets it to Haggerty. Haggerty battling against the wall. Gets it to Tkachuk. Greenwald looking for it. He has it in front. Greenwald back to the top of the slot. Reap a shot by Belush, and it's deflected wide of the crease. Tkachuk. Nice job there by David Belush. Haggerty chases the puck back to center ice. And the Cardinals control over the Middlebury line. Good end-to-end action. Emmerling now. He's bound. Bounced off the puck. Greenwald has it. His clearing attempt fails. Plattsburgh from the point. Weak shot and a break now for the Panthers. Haggerty in a goal. Shot. Save. Rebound. Nobody there for the Panthers. Zach Haggerty. Nice job from center ice on the way in. He had the good shot, but there's no Panther there for the rebound. Some renewed spirit here for the Panthers as McGovern goes racing now into the Cardinal zone. But it's Beleshka. It's center ice with Gorman over the line. Shot. Klein makes the save. Gogan can't clear it. Taft, left side, top of the slot to Stallard. Far side, Cardinals shoot it. It's blocked and goes out to center ice. Is Valente not able to take the clean shot. 12:34 now left in the first period. No score between Middlebury and Plattsburgh. McGovern in front of the Plattsburgh bench. Backhands the shot. Botling goes back to Beleshka as they cross into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it. Picking it up, Evan Newgold with a head of steam in front of the Middlebury bench. Over the Plattsburgh line. Stopped. Gets it back to Charles. To the point. Neary in behind the Plattsburgh crease. Jasante to Charles. Egan out at center ice area looking for the pass. Panthers back there for it, though. And Newgold with it. In front of his bench to Charles. Over the line. Charles takes the shot. Good save by Rulo. As he had number 14, Ron Fishman, right on his doorstep, but no rebound to be had. And Jake Charles takes a good shot and heads to the bench for a line change. 11:37 now left in the first period. No score between the Cardinals and the Panthers. Egan out, as well as Chase on for the Cardinals. Gorman. And the Cardinals shoot it back into the Middlebury zone. Balush and Weir back there trying to get a hold of it. Balush. And now Weir trying to get away from the Cardinal defenders. And finally, Middlebury looks like they're going to be able to clear it out to the center ice area. They do, but the Cardinals look like they're going to try to turn the attack. Valenti, though, a backhand shot goes into the Panther bench. And a faceoff coming right at the center ice area. 11:03 now left in the first period. Neither team getting any kind of sustained pressure here, though. Plattsburgh has had the better territorial advantage early in this period. And it's Herman losing it to Newgold. But check that, to Greenwald. Greenwald with it. Tries to center it in front. He does. Backhand shot. And a scrum in front of the net, and somehow or another, Brady Rulo hangs on to the puck as the Panthers came oh so close there. Zach Haggerty putting the puck on net, almost had it go in. Camille Tkachuk was there, and Brady Rulo some way just was able to get the puck under his arm and just hold on for the save. Good opportunity. Matter of fact, the best one for the Panthers all evening long so far. Greenwald back to Gogan. His shot from the point goes way wide of the crease. O'Quinn had a notion but couldn't even reach the puck, so the Panthers able to regroup and come across now with Spencer Cage. Cage throws into the Plattsburgh zone. Tkachuk around the boards, can't keep it in. Jimmy McKee throws it deep in the Plattsburgh zone. Lyman to McKee at center ice against Taff. And now Botling. Panthers catch a break here. McGovern now intercepts the puck to Lyman. He's got McKee in the slot, but Brady Rulo sees the puck coming out from behind the crease. Holds on for a faceoff with 10:07 now left in the first period. Calabrese coming on the ice for Plattsburgh, along with Chason. Middlebury counters with Newgold, Gisanti, and Charles. Back to the point. Fishman fanned on the first shot attempt. Able to connect with the second one. Sends it to Newgold in the corner. Deep in the Plattsburgh zone. Around behind the net. Gisanti racing to the other side against Emmerling. He beats him to the puck. Jake Charles is held, but no call there. And back come the Cardinals. Quilty over the line. Plattsburgh tries to feather the pass through. Goes to the corner where Quilty has it again. In the corner. Around behind the boards. Emmerling can't get a hold of it. Chases it down, though. Fishman finally able to get it up to Gisanti. He fails on his clearing attempt. Finally, Fishman able to get it, but not quite out either. The Cardinals now shot and a good save. A quick save and a quicker whistle. Cardinals a little bit concerned or upset, shall we say, by the speed of that whistle. As for the second time this evening, Steve Klein has kind of, bobbled the puck just a little bit, and the whistle came. Bolesha going down for the draw for the Cardinals. Right side of Klein going down against Falvey. Falvey wins the draw into the corner. Bolesha goes in there for it, though. Cardinals no one in the slot area. Back to Herman's left side. Cross ice smartly passed. In on goal. Nice save by Klein into the corner. Plattsburgh top of the slot to Stallard. Stallard shot sticked aside by Klein. Wire can't clear. Cardinals doing a nice job controlling play in the Middlebury zone. Stallard finally took a shot. Went off a Middlebury player into the center ice area. So the Panthers catch a bit of a break there. Balush now going back for it, has the puck taken away by the Cardinals. Good job of forechecking by Plattsburgh. Play in the Middlebury zone. Panthers getting knocked off the puck, finally able to get it out to the center ice area. McClellan now has it at center ice for Middlebury. Turns, shoots it into the Plattsburgh zone. He goes to the bench, a partial line change as Egan has it to Fox. For the Cardinals in his own zone, Haggerty on a forecheck doing a good job. And the puck shut down the ice, that should be icing. And as it crosses the red line, that is indeed what it is. So with 8:11 left now in the first period, we'll skate this one back into Brady Rolo's neighborhood. Faceoff coming to the left side of the Cardinal netminder. Greenwald going down for the faceoff. Draws it back to Gauguin. Gauguin shot. Great looking save there by Brady Rolo. He hangs on and we'll start this one up again. Bob Emery getting a line change out there. Neil Sinclair standing pat with Greenwald, Tkachuk, and Haggerty. Back to the point. Went between two Panther defensemen, and the Panthers regroup at center ice, shoot it back into the Plattsburgh zone. Taff with Botling. Botling with it now. Passes it. Greenwald intercepts and kicks it back into the corner. Haggerty. And Greenwald now. Greenwald trying to come out from the corner. He's muscled off the puck. Plattsburgh picks it up, and it's tipped out to center ice, chasing it back. Spencer Cage. Puck shot down to the Plattsburgh zone. Icing waved off. Greenwald. Can't get anything going. McGovern out there now. He's stymied, and back comes Plattsburgh over the Middlebury line. To chase on. Shoots the puck behind the Middlebury cage. Plattsburgh looking for a line change here. Still keeping the pressure though in the Middlebury zone. Finally, Panthers able to chop it out to the center ice area. O'Quinn with it. Passes to chase on. Chase on. Flip shot into the Middlebury zone. Fishman goes in for it. Sends it around the boards to McGovern. He's stopped by Chason. Chason from the left point against Jimmy McKee. Trying to get something going. McKee right at the Plattsburgh blue line. And that's going to be offside as McKee and his line mate, number 28, Mark Lyman, didn't quite get that one right. And Lyman went in over the line before McKee. Face off right beneath us here at the Plattsburgh blue line. Newgold wins it back to Belush, over to Zach Wire. Wire throws it in to Plattsburgh zone, but Valente back there along with Hermans. Stopped momentarily, but now Hermans with a good head of steam. Plattsburgh 3-on-2 over the Middlebury line. Shot goes into the corner, stopping it there. Emmerling out there with Owens and Quilty. Plattsburgh trying to bring it out in front. That was stopped as Emmerling tried to pass into the slot area, but the Panthers now, Gisanti, can't clear it out. Finally, Evan Newgold does, and here comes Newgold. Past the penalty box area, into the Plattsburgh zone. He's stopped. Coming back, Quilty. By the Middlebury bench, in behind the Panther defenders, shot on goal. And into the netting it goes, and a whistle and a stoppage in play. 5:41 now left in the first period. No score between the Panthers and the Cardinals. Middlebury coming into the contest with a record of 4 wins, 5 losses, and 4 ties. For the Cardinals, 11 victories, 2 losses, and 1 tie. Cardinals winning the first meeting this season by a score of 5-4 over Middlebury in the opening round of the PrimeLink tournament held up in Northfield at Norwich Kreutzberg Arena. Panthers having some difficulty clearing it out of their own zone. Good job of forechecking by the Cardinals, especially Gorman now. Gorman taken down in a big huff. There's going to be a penalty here on the Panthers. Looks like it's going to be Gauguin going to get the penalty. Panthers just need to touch up the puck. Pfaff, finally, can't control it. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. And that should mean that we're going to see Terry Gauguin going to the penalty box. So at the 14:44 mark, it's going to be Gogan going in for cross-checking. First penalty in the game comes with 5:16 left in the first period, and we'll get a look at the Cardinal power play. Face-off in the Middlebury zone, left side of Steve Klein, right by the Goldman balcony section of this fine rink. So the Cardinals win the draw, but they're able to clear it out. And it's Vinny Asante at center ice, able to tap it into the Cardinal zone. Calabrese goes back for it. Asante chases him. Evan Newgold also looking to do some forechecking, but out come the Cardinals through the Middlebury line. Dylan Fox as Calabrese at the point, trying to get it back to him. 1:25 left in the Middlebury penalty. Hilger to Calabrese, far side. Plattsburgh takes the shot wide in front. Panthers able to get it and clear it just outside the blue line. Asante goes to the bench. New penalty killers out for the Panthers. Cardinals kind of in a bit of a confusion there at center ice. Finally, puck gets picked up by Andrew Neary, and he wraps it right into the penalty box area, so that'll stop play. Just 1 minute now left in the Middlebury penalty. No score here at Kenyon Arena between Plattsburgh and Middlebury. First opportunity for the Cardinals right now on the power play. So far, everything looking good for Middlebury. Fox and Belger and Egan. Botlin out there also on the defense. Botlin with it now in front of his own bench. To Taff. Taff crosses the ice, left side over the Middlebury line. He's stopped. Picking the puck up his cage, and he wraps it down the ice. Just the right thing to do. Nothing fancy. Just get it out of your zone. 40 seconds now left. Charging in McClellan on the forecheck. Disrupts play momentarily there. And finally now, Egan comes away over the line to the Middlebury zone. Shot in front. Klein makes the save. Hangs on for a faceoff. McClellan doing a nice job down there on the forecheck for the penalty kill. But finally, once the Cardinals got going, they were able to get some strong advance into the Middlebury zone. Good save by Klein. And we'll wind this one right up on the left side of the Panther netminder from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And the faceoff. Go to the corner, back to Botlin, left side, right side. To Taff. To Botlin, he walks in, shot. Tried to feed it cross ice for a one-timer. That didn't work as Cole Stallard couldn't bring it. Penalty about ready to expire. Botlin. Panther penalty has expired. And Panthers pick it up, shoot it down the ice. Rouleau forced to make the save as Jake Charles in quickly on the play. Almost able to hit Paul Falvey in the slot, but back come the Cardinals. In front, shot. Sticked aside nicely by Klein. Panthers turnover here in front. Shot blocked by the Panther defenders, but a big defensive miscue there. Neary with it now to Fishman. Fishman having some difficulty getting it out. Herman's back at the left point looking for the puck. They don't send it to him. They send it down low. Now he goes into the corner. Quilty. 2.5 minutes left. Throws a shot toward the net. Deflects wide. Picked off now by Valente. Out there with Hermans on the defense. Panthers not able to clear it. Finally they do. And back come the boys over the Cardinal line. Shot goes a bit wide there off the stick of Najjar to Charles. And Greenwald. They're not able to do anything with it. Valente has it now to Hall in the Plattsburgh zone. Along the boards by their bench, they throw it in, picked off by Wire. 1:50 left in the first period, no score. Cardinals now walking in on goal, shot, Klein scores! Steve Klein not able to stop that shot, and the Cardinals go on top by a score of 1-0. That goal coming at the 18-19 mark for Plattsburgh. We'll see who's credited with the goal. But it's the Cardinals breaking out on top of the first period. A goal coming with just 1:41 remaining in the first period. Looks like there's a little bit of discussion at center ice. All four referees and linesmen talking there. One of them did indicate it was a goal, but apparently there's some dispute about that. So let's see what this is. And the goal is being waved off. The goal is being waved off, and the referee is going over to talk to Bruce Zeman, and we'll see what the So I'm sure Bob Emery not happy. He's called a couple of the officials over to the Plattsburgh bench, arguing quite vociferously why that goal was disallowed. Calabrese talking to the official, trying to argue his point. Unfortunately, neither of those points are going to be valid as number 17, Calabrese, and Chason over there arguing their point. Now Neil Sinclair wants a little explanation of what's going on. He should be quite happy about the matter, though. So with 1:41 left in the first period, we'll reset the Plattsburgh score count to zero. Middlebury catches a big break. Horseshoes for the Panthers. And it's Calabrese trying to push the puck down low. Cardinals do that. Into the corner they go. Balechta. Yeah. Score 0-0 as the Cardinal goal waved off. Back comes McGovern. Over the line to Jasante. Cross ice pass for Falvey. That didn't quite work, but following up on the play, McGovern to Jasante. Now to Gogan. Gogan to McGovern. Last minute of play in the first period. McGovern. Balechka without a stick. Panthers not able to take advantage of it. And with 49 seconds, the Cardinals, Calabrese. Over the Middlebury line on the right side. Back there, Jasante. Kicks it around behind the net. Intercepted by the Cardinals. In front, Panthers just get a stick on that puck and send it out of harm's way. Around the boards. Hall sends it around to Botling. Hall at the point looking for the puck, but it's Gogan for Middlebury to Falvey. Gogan loses control of it. Cardinals trying to bring it out in front as Kyle Hall has it. He and Gogan go at it in the corners. Cardinals with it, looking for one last shot in front. It went through the crease, and there goes the horn, and the first period is over. Middlebury catches a huge break with 1:41 left in that period when a Cardinal goal was waved off, and at the end of the first period, both squads stand 0-0. Shots on goal also even up at 8 aside. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
The Middlebury Snow Bowl has the best skiing experience for you. With a new designated uphill route for use during operating hours, give skiers access to the top of both the Sheehan and Worth Mountain trails. And now, with their waffle cabin, enjoy a hot meal quick with convenient ski or walk-up service. And after an invigorating day of skiing in the chill of winter, enjoy a warm bowl of the original Snow Bowl chili, homemade soups, and other specials created by their new chef.
Middlebury Snow Bowl, Route 125 in Hancock.
Today, class, we're going to learn the most efficient way to purchase your next vehicle. At a place called Time Buyer, there are no credit bureau checks. In fact, a bankruptcy will not disqualify you.
Excuse me, Professor.
Don't interrupt, son. I'm explaining the economic efficiency of purchasing your next automobile from Time Buyer, where they never do a credit bureau check, and they offer flexible payment terms.
But, Professor, sir, I'm just trying to tell you...
No more interruptions. Where was I? Oh, yes. At Time Buyer, you deal directly with them. There are no outside finance companies involved. You make your payments right at Time Buyer. It's so fast and easy that...
Professor, I've been trying to tell you. I just bought a car at Time Buyer. I know they don't do credit bureau checks, and they didn't count that bankruptcy I had against me.
Well, you get an A for going to Time Buyer, but an F for the class.
An F? How come?
You keep interrupting me.
Drive it away. Take time to pay.
A-plus on the jingles.
796 Route 3, Plattsburgh. 518-324-1122.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here live at Kenyon Arena between the first and second periods. Kim Lower bringing you all the play-by-play of this evening's contest. And after the first 20 minutes of play, it's Middlebury and Plattsburgh still looking for their first goal. The Panthers catch a bit of a break when at the 18-19 mark, Plattsburgh apparently got a goal. It was, though, waved off after some discussion between the linesmen and the referees at center ice, much to the displeasure of Plattsburgh coach Bob Emery. No real serious scoring opportunities in the period. Only one penalty, that going at the 14:44 mark to Terry Gogan for cross-checking, but the Panthers were able to neatly and efficiently kill that power play opportunity for Plattsburgh. So, after one period, no score between the two clubs. Neither team having much in the way of opportunities in that first period. Good pace to the action. Plattsburgh, I guess, if you were looking for a territorial advantage, had that for the against the Panthers, doing a little bit better, keeping the puck in the Panther end of the ice. And if there were better chances to score than others, Plattsburgh definitely having the best of that. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower between the first and second periods. A scoreless tie here at Kenyon Arena. 8 shots apiece for the Panthers and the Cardinals. The NHL scoreboard update is sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 South in Middlebury. A light schedule on tap for the NHL this evening. With 3:58 left in the first period, it's Buffalo over the Bruins by a score of 1-0. 6:09 left in the first period, it's the Blackhawks and the Maple Leafs. Scoreless tie. 4:16 winding down the first period. It's Vancouver at Carolina. The Canucks leading Vancouver leading Carolina by a score of 1-0. And just kicking off the just starting here. Pittsburgh at Tampa Bay. That's just starting. And later on this evening, it's going to be Winnipeg against the Wild at Minnesota. And Dallas travels to Honda Center in Anaheim to face off against the Ducks. And that was the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Second period about to start off here. Middlebury and Plattsburgh, a scoreless tie. Action here earlier this afternoon found the Middlebury women's ice hockey team defeating Utica by a score of 2-1. A great game, a great finish, as the Panthers did a marvelous job at that in the last couple minutes against an onslaught from the UC women. Tomorrow there will be a skate with the Women Panther. That is going to be at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon here at Kenyon Arena, a great time to come out. There will be plenty of photographs to be autographed. All the players will be out there, and Bill Mandigo and the team invite each and every one of you out in the Addison County area to stop on by the rink. The skate with the Panthers going to be at about 5 o'clock. It'll be after the conclusion of the Elmira game. The Elmira Soaring Eagles coming in. It'll be at the conclusion of that. The Elmira game starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, so some great hockey here tomorrow. The men, uncharacteristically, do not have any games this weekend. They had their Tuesday night tilt at Norwich and then a Friday night encounter here with Plattsburgh, but no game tomorrow or Sunday for the men. So the only hockey tomorrow here, fans, is going to be right here at Kenyon Arena as the Soaring Eagles from Elmira take on the Middlebury Panthers. And right after that, there will be a skate with the Lady Panthers. So come on out, support the team, and grab some great autographs. Squads coming back onto the ice for the second period. In the second stanza, Middlebury will be defending the goal down by the Cornwall end of the ice. Also the same end as the students section. And the students are back from winter vacation, so J-term underway here and starting to fill in here now with the student section. Plattsburgh will be defending the goal that's down at the opposite end of the rink on the Middlebury end of the ice. So in the second period, Middlebury will be skating from right to left on your radio dial. The shots even up, 8 for each squad, and the score also even up, no score. So we'll see how the second period unfolds here. Bob Emery making his way across the ice. Teams going to center ice. Valeshka, Gorman, and Stallard for the Cardinals facing off against Greenwald, Haggerty, and Tkachuk. Greenwald wins it over to Tkachuk, sends it back to Gogan. Gogan tries to headman the puck. He's stopped at the defense by Hermans. Hermans sends it in the Middlebury zone. Stallard racing in there, but it's going to be icing against the Cardinals, and with just 4 ticks off the clock, The Panthers are going to skate this one back into the Plattsburgh State Zone. Faceoff coming to the right of Brady Rullo, Fort McLeod, Alberta native. Beleska. Takes the draw into the corner, but coming up with it is Tkachuk. He can't keep it alive, and the Cardinals with Stallard start at center ice. Backhanded into the Middlebury zone. Gogan in the far corner. As the Cardinals are on a line change, Gogan with a head of steam in front of his bench flips the puck into the Cardinal zone, takes a big tumble, and another 44. Taff for the Cardinals brings it out. Taff gets to center ice. Beleshta sends it all the rest of the way into the Middlebury zone, where now it's Charles. Cross ice pass for Jasanti. Left side into the Cardinal zone. Stopped. Counterpunching the Cardinals, Emmerling. Right side in front of the crease. The shot and a nice save there as Emmerling passed it there to number 14, Matt Quilty. A good shot, but an even better save by Stephen Klein. And with 18:58, the Panther netminder hangs on for the faceoff. Coming to the right side of Klein. Owens wins the draw for Plattsburgh, sends it behind the Panther net. Fishman, though, to Jasanti. Cross ice pass to Charles along with Newgold. Newgold with it in the Cardinal zone. To Fishman. Fishman behind the net. Still with the puck against Taff. Emmerling looking to pick it up. He does, and he clips it out to the center ice area. Neary now. To Fishman. That didn't work. Jasanti now at the end of a line. Needed a line change. Throws it into the Cardinal zone. Back comes Plattsburgh State at center ice. Taff. Throws it in the Middlebury zone. Radisha. In front to Taff. Middlebury able to take it off of his stick as McClellan sends it into the corner. For Wire. And McClellan shot in on the Middlebury zone. Wire takes it to the corner. Cardinals cycling low in the Middlebury zone. Back to Calabrese. Shot blocked at the defense. Cardinals come up with it. Shot through the crease area. Hall couldn't get his stick on it. Calabrese and Hall. And now Radisha sends it behind the net. Rifalvi has it for Middlebury. Whacks it up ice, but not out. Cardinals in on goal one more time. Shot, score! Plattsburgh State breaks out on top by a score of 1-0 as number 28, Michael Radisha, puts it home for the Cardinals. And for the Cardinals, that goal coming at the 2:25 mark. Radisha picking up the goal. That will be his fifth goal of the season. And we'll see who picks up the assists when Bruce Zeman, the PA announcer, gives us that information. But right now, it's the Cardinals on top by a score of 1-0. Big check there, leveled on number 21 for the Cardinals, Dylan Fox, and the Panthers are able to keep the puck alive in the Plattsburgh zone. Hilger with Fox. Stopped at center ice. McKee couldn't get anything going. And Belger shot off of Klein's shoulder pad around the boards where it's picked off by McGovern. McGovern can't clear it out. Terry Gogan with it now. Against the forecheck of Belger, but the Panthers able to break free at center ice. They looking for a line change as McKee. The assist going to number 3, Ryan Chason, and the Panthers continue to apply some pressure here. Back to the point. They tried to get it to Neary. He stopped, but it's Haggerty with it now. Panthers with it. Turnaround shot in front. Rullo makes the save as Middlebury with a little bit of pressure here. Probably their best pressure of the evening. So just to recap, the Cardinals break out on top at 225. Radisa's goal, his fifth of the season, assisted by number three, Ryan Chason. Faceoff in the Cardinal zone to the left of their netminder. Taff behind his net. Stopped. But the Panthers can't get anything going, and Cardinals finally able just to chip it out to the center ice area. It was hit ahead with a high stick. And a stoppage in a play and a faceoff. Coming all the way back since it was the Panthers that hit it with the high stick. You're having the faceoff come all the way back into the Middlebury zone. 16:08 left in the second period. Beleshta down against New Gold for the draw. New Gold wins it back into the corner to Neary. Round on the boards to Jasanti. Vinny Jasanti. Long, lazy flip shot. Taft chases it back in his own zone. Stallard has it, and back come the Cardinals. Two of them over the Middlebury line. Shot, Klein makes the save. Rebound comes out in front. Jake Charles takes it out of harm's way and counter punches here with New Gold. He drops for Jasanti. Jasanti's shot. And a great-looking save there by Rouleau. And he holds on for the faceoff. Fresh legs coming out for the Panthers. It'll be Belush and Wire on the defense. And McClellan, Falvey, and Najar for the forwards. Falvey is going down for the draw. Wins it back to Najar. Top to Belush. He couldn't get it. And back at center ice, the Panthers have to go to retreat and get it. Quilty. Stop. Najar. Nice little move to get around the Cardinal defender. Moves into the Cardinal zone now. Brings it out in front. Poke checked there by Rouleau very nicely. And he gets it out to the center ice area where the Cardinals control. Calabrese. Through center ice, flip shot. Chases his own puck down in the corner against Belush. Owens trying to get it to Quilty. Finally, the Panthers trying to get out. Finally is able to clear it out as Mike Najar. Cardinals applying some forechecking now. Back in the Panther zone. Belush. And now McGovern trying to bring it out. He's stopped and the puck goes into the Cardinal bench. Stoppage in play with 14:38 now left in the second period. Cardinals on top by a score of 1-0. That goal coming in this period at the 2:25 mark. Michael Radisa from Ryan Chason. Face off at center ice. Jimmy McKee with Lyman and McGovern. Picked up, though, by Valente. He sends it in the Middlebury zone where Gauguin has it for the Panthers. Big forecheck there as the Cardinals keep the pressure on in the Middlebury zone. Jimmy McKee with it now. Up to Lyman. Lyman over the Cardinal line. Shot deflected off of a Cardinal stick into the netting and a stoppage in play. This time with 14:16 now left in the second period. Cardinals on top by a score of 1-0. Faceoff coming to the right of Brady Rouleau. Back to the point. Panthers got the draw. Cage sends it into the corner to Greenwald. They whack at the puck, but it's Valente. Picking it up, he can't clear it out. Haggerty in Greenwald. Keep the puck alive deep in the Cardinal zone. Haggerty trying to get the puck away to Greenwald, but it's the Cardinals coming out with it. Cross ice pass there to Hall. Hall contentious to throw it out to the center ice area where the Panthers control. Right in front of their own bench is Haggerty. Wraps the puck into the Cardinal zone. Stopped. There's going to be a penalty coming up against the Panthers here as Belger comes over the Middlebury line. Shot on goal. Goes just wide. Panthers Haggerty can't grab the puck. It's going all the way down the ice. Cardinal net is empty with the delayed penalty to the Panthers. Cardinals setting it up. Yep, finally the Panthers able to grab a hold of it, and with that, a stoppage in play and a whistle, And Middlebury picking up their second penalty of the afternoon. Going to the box is going to be Haggerty for high sticking. And that penalty comes at the 16:46 mark. The 6:46 mark. Haggerty for high sticking. Sends the Cardinal power play onto the ice for the second time. Let's see how the Panthers respond here. Neary with it. He does the right thing. Nothing fancy. Just wraps it down the ice. Taft back there for the Cardinals. Nice forecheck as the Cardinals not able to get out of their zone. Good job by the Panthers bottling them up. And then finally the Cardinals just forced to shoot it down in the Middlebury zone. Panthers back there for it. Fishman takes one to the upper torso, but the Cardinals control. Fishman shaking his head a little bit there. I think it might have gotten his bell rung a little bit there, but taking that stick to the head. He goes off. He looks to be in good shape, though. And it's Taft for the Cardinals on the right side over the Middlebury line in front. No one to pass to. Picked off by Paul Falvey. Falvey and Cage. And now Terry Gogan with it. Gogan just looking to rag it out of the zone. He does. Finally gets it to McClellan. He finishes the job with a long backhander down the ice. 54 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty to Haggerty. Cardinals rev it up in their own zone. Straight ahead over the Middlebury line. In behind the defense. Shot on goal. Nice stop and no one there for the rebound. Cardinals shoot it in again to Emmerling. Emmerling to Fox. Top of the slot. One-time shot. Just goes wide. Klein didn't see it. Emmerling. One more time. In front. Shot. Rebounded into the corner. Emmerling and Belger. Belger with it now. To Calabrese. To Belger. To Emmerling. In front. In front. They're waiting. Shot from a bad angle. In front. Shot. Blocked it. Kicked aside. Klein finally flopping around like a cod on the deck of a fishing boat. Hangs on for a save. Some good action down deep in the Middlebury zone, and Steve Klein able to weather that storm. Just 7 seconds now left on the Haggerty penalty. But for the best part of that power play, it was the Cardinals able almost to control the puck at will. Steve Klein doing a nice job to keep the puck out of the net. And it's Greenwald sends it back, but not out to Valente. Valente, right side, wrist shot. Klein sticks it aside. Penalty has expired. Teams are back at full strength, but the Cardinals still in the Middlebury zone. Finally, Greenwald picks it up and just wraps it down the ice. That should be icing, and as it crosses the red line, it is. So Middlebury not able to get any men off the ice. And with 11 minutes and 3 seconds now left in the second period, a faceoff coming back in the Middlebury zone to the left side of Stephen Klein. Kudos to the Panthers on a good penalty kill. Back to Valente from the faceoff shot. Klein makes the save and hangs on as Hall was right in his wheelhouse, ready to go after the puck. As well as number 28, Radisa, who has the only goal of the game so far. Valente back at the right point looking for the draw. He gets it. Valente shot blocked. Cardinals control. Radisa sends it in the corner. Cardinals cycling down low. Radisa has it. Nope, he lost it. Greenwald has it. Greenwald skating the puck through his own zone, through center ice, crosses to the right side over the Cardinal line, lost the puck on his last move, and the Cardinals control and regroup over the Middlebury line. Shot from a bad angle. Klein makes the nice save as coming in quickly was number 15 for the Cardinals. Ayrton Valente took a nice shot. And with 10:29, we'll face off in the Middlebury zone. Shots on goal, 15 now for Plattsburgh. So they've got 7 in the period and 11 for the Panthers. They've got 3 in this period. Cardinals, much the better offensive team in this period thus far. Gisanti to Belouche. Up to Wire. Stopped at the Cardinal line. little bit of confusion there. Finally, the Panthers bring it over the line. It's going to be delayed offside. Panthers vacate the zone. Cardinals bringing it out at center ice. In front of their own bench, stolen by Newgold. Newgold, shot, blocked at the defense, in front, back to the point, Belushi's shot. Blocked at the defense one more time. Wire to Newgold, to Charles. Back to the point, Wire to Belushi. Right side, evades one checker. Came in, now Wire with it. His shot goes way wide of the crease as Middlebury had some numbers down low. Wire now, and Belushi, a little miscommunication there. It's shot in. That's going to be delayed offside. No, it's not. Wire another shot. McGovern now goes to the corners. Middlebury is in the midst of a line change. Beleshkra. Along with Gorman. Trying to get in the Middlebury zone. Stopped by Terry Gogan. Gogan to McKee. Over the Plattsburgh line. Shot. Rebound in front. No one there. Mark Lyman couldn't get his stick on it fast enough, and the Cardinals sent it out into the center ice area. Cage back from Middlebury in his own zone. Behind his net. Big forecheck there by Egan. He takes the puck away. Back to the point. Cardinals shot. Blocked by Klein into the corner. Tried a backhand shot in front. Cage has it. Cage contentious to try to flip it out with a high backhand shot. That stopped. Cardinals in the Middlebury zone. Taft. Round behind the net. Looks to center it out in front to Belger. He couldn't bring it out. McKee pins his man to the board, and the Panthers clear the puck down the ice. 8:22 now left in the second period. Belger calling for the puck to Egan. Egan tries to pull it through his legs and around. He's stopped, and back comes Middlebury's Haggerty. Haggerty over the Cardinal line on the left side. Into the corner he goes. Taft. Takes the puck away from him. Cardinals able to clear it to center ice. Owens with it for the Cardinals in the Middlebury zone. Tkachuk finally able to get it out. A race for it. Tkachuk comes away with it along with Haggerty. Not really getting any kind of a clean chance there, but Haggerty is able to keep it alive in the Plattsburgh zone. 7:35. And going to be an interference call here, and the Panthers will not get will have their first power play opportunity at the 7:36 mark. Plattsburgh going off. It's going to be number 18, Botting, going off, and it puts the Panther power play on the ice for the first time this game. Jasanti, Charles, and McClellan in the corner trying to get the puck loose. It's Cardinals. Interference, the call against the Plattsburgh player, and the Panthers in their own zone trying to get their power play revved up here. 1:40 left in the advantage for Middlebury. Fishman to Newgold over the Plattsburgh line. His shot just goes wide. Jasanti. Back to the point to Fishman. Down to Jasanti. Down low in the corner. Come in to lend some support. McClellan. Cardinals all pick it up and just send a lazy shot down the ice. 1:14 left in the Middlebury power play. Fishman winds it up. Through his own zone. Through center ice. Loses control of the puck. Finally has to just dump and chase it in. Back there, the Cardinals pick it up. And it's Gorman just sending it up ice. Cardinals skate into the Middlebury zone. Couple Panthers trap him. And it's Fishman now with the puck. 49 seconds left in the Middlebury power play. Fishman. Fresh legs for the Panthers. A little confusion there. Greenwald now with it. 37 seconds. Greenwald got everybody in line. He's over the Cardinal line. He takes the shot. Good save by Rouleau. Greenwald to Tkachuk. In the opposite corner, Tkachuk against Taft. In front, Panthers can't pull the triggers. Greenwald has it. Now he has it again. Takes another shot in front. And Rouleau makes the save with 15 seconds left. Good pressure finally by number 20, Max Greenwald, and number 38, Camille Tkachuk, doing a nice job there down low on the Panther penalty, or a power play, rather. 15 seconds. Complete line change for the Panthers. Jimmy McKee gets the hook out of the faceoff circle. Brandon McGovern takes the draw, wins it ahead to himself, takes the shot. Nice job there. Lyman with the rebound, almost able to set it in. 7 seconds now, and it looks like the Cardinals are going to successfully kill the penalty. Backhand shot into the Middlebury zone. Gogan goes in for it. Penalty has expired. Teams are back at full strength with 5:30 now left in the second period. Plattsburgh State on top by a score of 1-0. Middlebury shoots the puck down in the Plattsburgh zone. Hermans has it to Belger at center ice. In quickly is Fox into the Middlebury zone. He's pulled off the puck. Jimmy McKee with it. He loses control. Cardinals at the top of the slot. Egan looking to drive it home. Calabrese right side. Waiting. Throws it in front of the net. Rebound in front. Backhand shot. Stick to side by Stephen Klein. Egan. Calabrese calling for the puck. Top of the slot comes Valente. He wrists it in front. Shot. Save. Klein covers up. Two Cardinals in that blue ice area. Middlebury not able to clear that area out at all. And Steve Klein, getting down on all fours, able to see the puck and holds on for a faceoff. 4:47 now left in the second period. Cardinals on top by a score of 1-0. Owens and Quilty and Emmerling come out for the Cardinals. Calabrese on the right point, right beneath me here, along with Chason. And it's Chason now to Calabrese. Calabrese, Emmerling throws it down deeper into the Middlebury zone. Back there for it, Fishman. To McClellan. Panthers just not able to get anything going. Now Falvey tries it for the right side. Over the line, Falvey's shot is blocked. Cardinals control, but they can't clear it out of their own zone. McGovern can't keep it in. Cardinals back. Calabrese in on goal. Shot. Nice save there off Matt Quilty's stick by Stephen Klein. Emmerling with it now. Emmerling turns in the far corner. Dishes down to Emmerling. Back to Quilty. Calabrese calling for it to Quilty. Middlebury's guilty right now of just kind of standing around. They got to get skating here because the Cardinals are taking it to him territorially here. Finally, to McGovern. He backhands it into the Plattsburgh zone. Neil Sinclair gets some fresh legs out there, and here come the Cardinals one more time. It's Taft through center ice over the Middlebury line on the far side. Sends it deep into the into the Panther zone. O'Quinn battling against Gogan. Gogan finally gets it to Jake Charles. Charles, high flip shot. It's center ice to Gisanti. He can't do much with it. Cardinals control it. Center ice. Here they are, turning the attack again. Misguided shot. Goes in the Middlebury zone. Panthers just wrap it down the ice without too much thought about where it was going. And that's going to be icing now. 3 minutes and 4 seconds left in the second period. Face-off coming all the way back into the Middlebury zone. Panthers down by a score of 1-0. Second period goal by Michael Radisa, his fifth of the season, at 2:25 with an assist to Ryan Chason. Gogan to Charles. He can't clear it out. Shot in front. Finally, the Panthers able to flip it out the ice, down the ice. Plattsburgh picks it up. They send it back in the Middlebury zone. Cage with it to center ice to Charles. Charles sends it into the Cardinal end against Valenti. Panthers send it in. That's going to be delayed offside, but Charles clears the zone. Play goes on. 2:28 left in the second period. Cardinals. Gorman shot. Block save. Rebound in front. Another block save by Stephen Klein. Wire gets it to Falvey. And here comes the Panther attack. They've got Plattsburgh on a line change, but they can't take advantage of it. Egan for the Cardinals with Belger. They're able to chip it out to center ice. And back comes Belger over the Middlebury line. He's skated out of play there by Belush. But Egan has it. Egan sends it in front. Shot. Nice save by Stephen Klein. As the cutter on that was Chason. Cardinals. Calabrese. Right side. Dumps it down in, low into the Middlebury zone behind the net. It's Fox and Belger. In the far corner. Calabrese calling for the play. Sends it up top. Shot. Steve Klein makes the save. Hangs on for the faceoff with 1:22 as Egan. That shot by Egan. Not particularly hard. It was a little high, but Klein did the right thing to hold on to it, force a stoppage in play, and allow some fresh Panther legs out there. 1:22 remaining. Second period action here from Kenyon Arena. Plattsburgh State 1, Middlebury no score. Falvey loses the draw. Cardinals take the shot. It's blocked as Quilty couldn't get his stick on it at the side of the net. Taft now to Quilty. In front. Cardinals dish off. Try to send it down low. Picked off by McGovern. Sends it ahead to Cage. Cage. Panthers shot goes wide. Jimmy McKee, his shot blocked, and back come the Cardinals. Quilty shot in front. Great opportunity on a rebound for the Cardinals, but nobody there, and Middlebury shoots it down the ice. That's going to be icy now with 40 seconds remaining. A good opportunity for Plattsburgh as Quilty's shot was right in on Steve Klein. Big fat rebound, but nobody in a red jersey near that one, so the Panthers catch a break there. The score stands. Plattsburgh 1, Middlebury no score. Back to Valenti. To Chason in front. Stick to side by Klein. Hall with it now. Cardinals in front. Shot. Score! Michael Radisa, his second goal of the game and second goal of the period, stakes the Cardinals to a 2-0 lead. That goal coming at the 19:31 mark for Radisa. That's his sixth goal of the season and his second goal of the afternoon. We'll see who picks up the assist on that. Puck is dropped. Panthers in their own zone. I'm sure content now just to get into the locker room and regroup here. It's Neary with the puck. Ahead into the zone. To Jasanti. He can't do much with it. Shot out and down the ice here into the Middlebury zone. Neary has it. By the penalty box to Gauguin. And there goes the horn. And the second period is over. And for the Cardinals, it was a great period of hockey. Micah Radisa with two goals has staked the Cardinals to a 2-0 lead. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTSE certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
The old New Year's resolution. A chance to step back, reset, and make a conscious decision about living a better life. You know, being a better version of yourself, trying new things, making a change. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Buzz Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And 2015 was the year of change for us. And it's been an amazing experience. We've just finished one of the best months ever. So our New Year's resolution for 2016, well, is to continue to expand, make good, honest deals, and really focus on changing the way you feel about buying a car. Like I said before, it's a simple process, and we're really good at it. So if your New Year's resolution includes a new-to-you car or truck, head to PoulinAutoSales.com. Check out our inventory and give us a call. I personally look forward to working with you. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, Eastbury Road in Barrie, and on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, changing the way you feel about buying a car.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Kim Lower back at Kenyon Arena, where after the first two periods of play, it's the Panthers down to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals by a score of 2-0. Michael Radisa doing all of the damage for the Cardinals in the second period, picking up both of the goals. Radisa picks up the first goal of the game, his fifth of the season at 2:25. The assist going to Ryan Chason. Now Radisa sends it behind the net, where Falvey has it for Middlebury. Whacks it up ice, but not out. Cardinals in on goal one more time. Shot, score! Plattsburgh State breaks out on top by a score of 1-0 as number 28 Michael Radisa puts it home for the Cardinals. The game stood that way except until the last of the 29 seconds of that second period when Radisa struck again at the 19:31 mark. He picks up his second goal of the game. Assists go to Kyle Hall and Patrick Hermans. Back to Valenti. To Chason in front. Stick to side by Klein. Hall with it now. Cardinals in front. Shot. Score! Michael Radisa, his second goal of the game and second goal of the period, stakes the Cardinals to a 2-0 lead. Radisa from Hall and Hermans on the assist. For Michael Radisa, now 6 goals on the season, his second goal of the afternoon. And at the end of the second period, shots on goal, 16 for Middlebury, so they matched their first period total of 8 with another 8. But for the Cardinals, they have now 25 shots on goal. So in that second period, the Cardinals' 17 shots are almost outshooting the Panthers by a 2-1 margin. So after 40 minutes, it's Middlebury looking to get on the scoreboard. The Cardinals already have 2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal Auto Loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
2-0 the score, Plattsburgh State over Middlebury, and welcome back to the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. A full slate of games on tap for Division III ice hockey this evening. Number one, St. Norbert at home against Finlandia. That game starting here in, it has just started. No score at that game thus far. Number two, Adrian hosting the Foresters from Lake Forest. And at the end of the second period, it's Adrian 5, Lake Forest 1. So Adrian putting it to the Foresters this evening. Number 3, Hobart faces off against Curry. No score there. Number 4, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point away on the road to St. Mary's of Minnesota. No score there. Plattsburgh, of course, number 5 in the nation, leading Middlebury by a score of 2-0. Colby at Trinity, down early. Trinity 3, Colby no score. Trinity the number 6 team in the country. Number 7, Wisconsin-Eau Claire playing against Augsburg. That starts right about 8 o'clock. And so no score from there. Number 9, Babson, leading number 8, Massachusetts Boston, UMass Boston, by a score of 2-1 with 4:03 left in the second period. Number 10, Williams at Manhattanville. No score there. University of New England playing at Norwich tonight. That game knotted up at 3 with 36 seconds left in the second period. So the Cadets having all they can handle with University of New England. Number 14, Newman, down early in the or late in the second period to number 13, Geneseo, by a score of 5-3. That's Newman at Geneseo. Morrisville State 5, Southern New Hampshire 1, New England College 2, Castleton 2, Southern Maine 3, St. Michael's 6. So the Purple Knights of St. Michael's all over Southern Maine. Buffalo State losing to Johnson and Wales by a score of 1-0 at the second period. Concordia of Wisconsin and Marion just getting ready to start it up. No score there. Milwaukee Engineering School or College of Engineering in St. Scholastica. No score there. And Elmira over Salve, or losing to Salve Regina today by a score of 3-1. And that's the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The old New Year's resolution, a chance to step back, reset, and make a conscious decision about living a better life. You know, being a better version of yourself, trying new things, making a change. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Buzz Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And 2015 was the year of change for us. And it's been an amazing experience. We've just finished one of the best months ever. So our New Year's resolution for 2016, well, is to continue to expand, make good, honest deals, and really focus on changing the way you feel about buying a car. Like I've said before, it's a simple process, and we're really good at it. So if your New Year's resolution includes a new-to-you car or truck, head to PoulinAutoSales.com. Check out our inventory and give us a call. I personally look forward to working with you. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, East Berry Road in Berry, and on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, changing the way you feel about buying a car.
The Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Third period just about ready to get underway. Kim Lower here at Kenyon Arena, where the Cardinals are over the Panthers by a score of 2-0 as we enter the third period. Tomorrow, 5 p.m. fans, a great event here at Kenyon Arena. It's the Skate with the Panthers. The women's hockey team invites all hockey and skating enthusiasts to come on out to the rink at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to skate with the team. There'll be photos to be autographed. Plenty of good times to be had for the whole family. That Skate with the Panthers coming after the Elmira Soaring Eagles game tomorrow. That game starts at 3 o'clock. So if you'd like to see some exceptional women's ice hockey, come on out here to Kenyon Arena. The men have the day off, but the ladies have the ice here. Middlebury earlier this afternoon dispatching Utica by a score of 2-1 and doing a marvelous job in the last couple minutes to hang on to that victory. And so they're going to be ready for their arch rivals, the Elmira Soaring Eagles, tomorrow. So, skate with the Panthers tomorrow night, 5 o'clock here at Kenyon Arena after the Middlebury-Elmira game. And the Panthers have some work to do in this third period. So far, done a relatively good job of staying out of the penalty box. Just two penalties for the Panthers. Gogan in the first period for cross-checking and Haggerty in the second for high-sticking. Bodding picking up a Plattsburgh penalty, so neither squad going to the penalty box very much, so they're staying out of the penalty box. Plattsburgh certainly has buried their chances, and now it's time for Middlebury to bury some of theirs as Greenwald out there for the draw wins it ahead to Charles. Charles, backhand shot in behind the net. Charles in front, tried to get it to Greenwald. Is a little bit of a shakeup in some lines here for the Panthers as Jake Charles is on that starting line instead of Tkachuk. Puck shot into the Middlebury zone. And that's going to be offside by the Cardinals. So a faceoff coming just outside the Panther blue line. To Chuck now. Appears to have been switched around. Now he's on the New Gold line, so a little bit of a line change in there. And New Gold with it, along with Tkachuk. Over the line, trying to get it to DeSanta. He's stopped, and back comes Emmerling. Emmerling over to Quilty. To Owens, shot in front. Panthers able to get there, and they take it aside. DeSanta, full head of steam through center ice. Around his defender, going to put himself offside, and he did. He got into the zone. Was not able to get the puck in before him. He dragged it in after himself. And so offside the call with 19:09 left in the third period. Cardinals up by two. 2-0 over the Panthers. Calabrese and Chason. O'Quinn, Hall, and Radisa. Radisa, the man with both Cardinal goals tonight out there for the Cardinals. Falvey, McClellan, and Najjar. Falvey throws the puck into the Plattsburgh zone. Plattsburgh able to get it out. Back to Fishman at the Middlebury line. To Neary. Tries to send it ahead to McClellan, to Najjar. Najjar in the Plattsburgh zone. Puck taken off of his stick, and Hall has it. Hall to Radisa. Able just to get out over the line. And O'Quinn. Deep in the Middlebury zone against Fishman. Najjar. To McClellan. With Falvey, the both of them go into the Plattsburgh zone. Chason loses the puck. Calabrese to Fox for Plattsburgh. Panthers able to keep it in at the point. Belush to McClellan. Hall with it now behind his own net. Forechecking McGovern, but he can't stop the attack. And out come the Cardinals through the center ice area. Dump it into the Middlebury zone where Fox takes his man out. Belush. To McGovern. Sends it out to center ice. Cardinals return the favor and send it back into the Middlebury zone. 17:50 now left. McGovern backhands it. Had an idea to try to get it to Lyman, but it was Egan picking it up for the Cardinals. He stopped. McKee. Crosses center ice on the way to a line change. Throws it into the Cardinal zone. Egan. In against Cage. Cage wins that one. Sends it to center ice. Jake Charles can't get to it, though, and Belger has it. To Owens. To Belger. Intercepted by Greenwald. But Belger able finally to get back to Hermans. In center ice area. Hermans has his pocket picked. Haggerty, though, not able to get in cleanly over the line, and the Cardinals counterpunch in over the Middlebury line. Shot on goal. Nice stop there off the stick of Cam Owens. 17 minutes left. Cardinals trying to bring it in front. Net pulled off the moorings, and a whistle and a stoppage in play. 16:59 left in the third period. Plattsburgh State 2, Middlebury no score. Face off just outside the Middlebury blue line. Quilty, Owens, and Emmerling out for the Cardinals. Taft and Botting back on the defense. Fishman has it, though, from the faceoff to Neary. Relays the puck into the Cardinal zone where Tkachuk chases it down along with Newgold. They're stopped, and the Cardinals able to send it down the ice. Neary. And Fishman back for it. Now Newgold with it in the far corner. 16:30 remaining. DeSanta to Newgold. He's stopped by Quilty. Panthers able to keep control, though, and out comes DeSanta. Tries to get in behind the Cardinal defense. DeSanta back to the point to Fishman. Wrist shot in front. Rebound to Chuck. Can't get a stick on it, and Rulo makes the save and hangs on. Good job there by number 38, Camille Tkachuk. Some words being exchanged between Tkachuk and Fox about protocol in the blue ice area. And it looks like there's going to be a pair of matching penalties here. Going to the box is 18. It looks like a pair of number 18. So for Middlebury, that would be Jasanti. And his counterpart, number 18, is Botting. The time of the penalty is at 3:48. And we'll see what the referees are going to call. Both players going in. I'm sorry, for Middlebury, it's not Jasanti. It's actually number 43, Falvey. Faceoff going to be coming back into the Cardinal zone. It's a good deal for the Panthers. Teams will be skating four aside. Referee's still having some discussion, I think, about where the faceoff's going to be. They finally do determine it's going to be to the right of Rouleau. Panthers win the draw. Back to Fishman. Here comes Gorman. The matching penalties for hitting after the whistle. I guess that's a polite way of saying a bit of a roughing. So both Falvey and Botting going on for that. And puck going into the netting. So a faceoff now in the Middlebury zone. 1:46. Team skating four aside. Lots of skating room for both squads. Hermans had the puck from the faceoff. Couldn't control it. Cardinals send it behind the Panther net, and it's Fishman with it. Radisa on the forecheck. Actually, Cole Stollard out there. Panthers lazy clearing attempt. Taft makes him pay with a nice shot on net. Klein makes the save. And back come the Panthers. Greenwald around the Cardinal net. Back to the point. Top of the slot to Gauguin. He walks in. Shot just kind of dribbles through. And Rouleau didn't really see the puck, but Taft has it now. Taft and Emmerling. 2-on-2 over the Middlebury line. 55 seconds left in the matching minors. Back to the point. Shot blocked. Rebound. Calabrese has it at center ice. Newgold can't get anything going as he tried to steal the puck. Gorman has it. Gorman to Taft. To Calabrese, Panthers control, able to get it dumped out into the center ice area by their own bench. Relayed into the Cardinal zone. Taft has it. 30 seconds now left in the penalties. Egan to clears to center ice to Calabrese. Calabrese feathers a pass through. Nets off its moorings. Stoppage in play. Quick counterpunch by the Cardinals. Net came off the mooring, stoppage in play, face-off left side of the Middlebury cage. 2-0 to score. Cardinals over the Panthers. Michael Radisa, both goals in the second period, one at 2:25 and the second at 19:31. Back to Hermans, his drive from the point, stopped by Klein. Nice save. Valente to Egan. Top to Hermans, left side to Egan's. Egan's backhands it, tried to hit Valente with it. 5 seconds remaining in the penalties. Cardinals content now to dump it behind the Middlebury cage. Players back on the ice. Newgold to Fishman. Fishman, a lot of pressure, able to get out to center ice area, but the Cardinals counterpunch with Belger. He stopped going over the Middlebury line. Fishman with it one more time. Center ice area very tight for players. Not much space or separation to get going. Panthers now do get a little bit of something going here. Except McClellan couldn't reel in that pass from Jasanti. They go to the near corner here by the student section. Jasanti, Calabrese, Fox, all digging for the puck. 13:20 now left in the third period. Jasanti and Calabrese. Finally, Jasanti comes away with it. Back to the point. Quick shot. Never made it through. Into the corner it goes. Jasanti one more time trying to get away from Fox. fierce forechecking in the corners. Cardinals finally able to come away with it. It's Quilty with Owens. Trailer is Emmerling. He's stopped. Back come the Panthers. Over the line, offside is Brandon McGovern as he and Haggerty, a little bit of a miscue there, and with 12:54, a faceoff just outside the Cardinal blue line, right in front of the penalty box area. Panthers in need of a spark here. They've been a little bit flat. Three shots in the period so far for Middlebury, three shots for Plattsburgh, so pretty even game, but the Panthers need to get a spark. They need a goal here to kind of ignite them. They're a little flat right now. Cage forced to chase the puck back into the Middlebury zone, and a whistle and a stoppage in play. See what that is. It's going to be a Middlebury penalty coming up. It's going to go to number 22, Cage. Time of the penalty, 7:20. Cage, I believe, for interference. That would be the fourth Middlebury penalty of the game. And now they say, no, Cage isn't going to get the gate. They're gonna give that honor to Terry Gogan. Neil Sinclair, you can hear him barking all the way cross ice here. He's not happy about that call at all. Cardinals on the power play. Taft, left side. To Botting. Holding the call to Gogan. Cardinals with the puck on the far side of the rink. 1:20 now left in the Middlebury penalty. Cardinals. Botting relays it into the corner against Fishman. O'Quinn. Back to the point to Egan. Crosses the other side to Taft. Tries to drive the puck, stopped. Taft with it one more time. Sends it down low in the corner. Egan back at the point has it. Egan walks in. Relays it in front. Score! Plattsburgh State power play goal. Should be Brandon O'Quinn with that one. That goal coming at the 9:19 mark. And for the Cardinals, that will extend their lead to 3-0. So Middlebury picks up their fourth penalty of the game, and the Cardinals make them pay for it. We'll see who picks up the assists on the O'Quinn goal. Berman flips into the Middlebury zone from the faceoff. Wire now to Charles. To Haggerty into the Plattsburgh zone. Pushed out of the play by Hermans. Hermans with it. Haggerty pushes it up to Emmerling. He can't clear the zone. Panthers shoot it back down by the student section. Gorman. Big check from Charles. And Valente has it. Panthers at center ice. Over the line. Stopped. And a whistle and a stoppage in play. And I think there's going to be an interference call here now. And that is indeed the case. It's going to be an interference call against Plattsburgh at the 9:11 mark. And the penalty going to number 15 for Plattsburgh. That would be Valente. So this would be the second good power play opportunity for the Panthers. On that O'Quinn goal, assist going to Egan and Taft. So for O'Quinn, that's his sixth goal of the season. Again, assists going to Egan and Taft. Cardinals up 3-0. Timeout being called. So we get a bit of a break here. Middlebury needs a goal on this power play opportunity. They need a spark. Down by three. Klein doing a nice job in nets. But Redisa with two goals and O'Quinn with his sixth goal of the season have staked the Cardinals to a 3-0 lead here at Kenyon Arena. Faceoff, when we get underway here, is going to be deep in the Plattsburgh zone. New gold is out there for the draw. Scott Fishman back at the point. Draws it back to him. Nope. Goes to the other side. To Cage. Cage wraps in behind the Plattsburgh net. New gold. To Greenwald. To the other side. To Jake Charles. He can't get a hold of it. Finally takes a whack at it, but the Cardinals clear it, but not out. New gold. To Fishman. To Greenwald. Greenwald, top of the slot. Dishes far side. To Cage. Cage around the horn. Greenwald shot blocked by Calabrese. Greenwald keeps control of the puck. Top of the slot. Cage. To Newgold. Down low. To Greenwald. Off of his stick. Back to the point. Right side. Fishman. To Newgold. A minute 12 left in the Middlebury power play. Jake Charles behind the crease. Calabrese finally gets it and wraps it all the way into the stands. Some people ducking there. My goodness, puck coming in pretty hot there. No one hit. And a stoppage in play. 1:05 left in the Middlebury power play. Faceoff will be coming to the right side of Rouleau. Middlebury sends out Jasanti, Haggerty, and Tkachuk. Bob Emery looking for a last second change here. Panthers win the draw. Haggerty back to the point. To Wire. Down low to Haggerty. Haggerty digging for the puck along with Tkachuk. Tkachuk to Jasanti in front shot. David Belush, grade A opportunity. He whiffed on the shot. Gorman back for the Cardinals, sends it down the ice. That is the best opportunity the Panthers have had for a goal all night long. Need to bury your chances. Back come the Panthers on the power play. Wire to Tkachuk. Give and go. Back to Wire. Top of the slot, Belush to Wire again to Jasanti. 14 seconds left, and the Panthers can't control it. Back to center ice they go. Jasanti sends it in. Rouleau makes the save. 3 seconds left. Cardinals pick it up. Able to clear it to center ice. Fishman has it. Penalty is expired. And back comes Redisa. Or Beleshta, excuse me. Beleshta. In the Middlebury zone, dishes back to Egan. His shot goes into the netting, deflected off of Middlebury stick, and with 8:33 left, a faceoff in the Middlebury zone. Cardinals on top of the Panthers, 3-0. Good effort on the power play for the Panthers, but not able to bury that one big chance was David Belush. Falvey loses the draw. Shot weakly comes in, doesn't even make it to the net, and Fishman has it for the Panthers. McClellan digging for it along the wall, kept in by Herman and Egan's. Fox sends it in. Klein decides to hang on for the save. .8:17 remaining, third period action. Plattsburgh 3, Middlebury no score. From the faceoff, Plattsburgh kicked it ahead but couldn't get the shot off the toe kick. and it's McGovern. Up to McClellan. Stopped. Shot back into the Middlebury zone. One more time, McClellan's going to try it. Cross ice pass to McGovern. Back to McClellan. In front to Falvey, to Haggerty. Nobody can get their stick out of it. Finally, Falvey does get a stick out of it, makes the shot. Better save by Rulo. Bouncing the puck off the boards. Plattsburgh State clears it down into the Middlebury zone. 7.5 minutes left. Cage. Long pass up ice to Charles at the Cardinal line. Tries to get in deep. Turns around, whips a shot behind the net. Rebound comes all the way to center ice where Belush has it. Intercepted. Owens comes into the Middlebury zone. Top of the slot to Chase on his shot. Good save. Klein on all fours makes the save. Hangs on for the faceoff. 7:05 now left in the third period. Plattsburgh State 3, Middlebury no score. Radisa on the ice, along with Hall and O'Quinn. That line accounting for all three of the Cardinal goals. Chason. Shot. Stick to side by Klein. Panthers. New gold to Jasanti. He whips it off the boards down the ice. Cardinals control. Chason. Far side over the Middlebury line. Takes a shot up off the boards into the corner. O'Quinn keeps the puck alive in the Middlebury zone. Jasanti with it. Belush. Panthers at center ice. Throw it into the Cardinal zone. Newgold races in quickly for the Panthers. Gorman, though, in there a little bit faster, but he can't clear it out. Newgold now chases the puck down in the corner against Taft. And McClellan. But the Cardinals come away with it. Skating is Beleshta. Throws it down to the Middlebury zone where Stallard has it. Stallard to Beleshta. Beleshta in the corner against Newgold. And it's Neary with it to Newgold. 5:46 left. Panthers send it down nice. Right on net, and a stop by Brady Rulo. Shots on goal thus far, 31 for Plattsburgh, 21 for the Panthers. Face off deep in the Cardinal zone. Falvey going down for the face off. McGovern and Lyman. Puck knocked down with a high stick. A whistle and a stoppage in play. Knocked down by a Middlebury player. So the faceoff comes all the way deep into the Middlebury zone with 5.5 minutes left in the contest. Fox, Egan, and Belger out for the Cardinals. Herman and Valente on the points. It's the Panthers, though. Lyman sends it down the ice. That'll be icing, and we'll start this one all up again. That took just 9 ticks off the clock. Face-off now coming to the left side of Stephen Klein. From the face-off, wicked shot by Plattsburgh. Good save by Klein. And the Cardinals control in the Middlebury zone. Belger and now Egan keeping the pressure in the Middlebury zone. Finally, Cage able just to dump it out to relieve some pressure. Hermans, though, wraps it right back in. Egan chasing it down against Gogan to Cage. Now McGovern trying to bring it out. High flip shot. Panthers just not any room to skate. Not really much room to stick handle either, as the Cardinals have pretty much got this one locked down in a defensive struggle right now. Quilty throws into the Middlebury zone. Belush around the boards, brings it out to Charles. Left side, Charles in behind the defense. Wraparound shot blocked by the Cardinal defense. Greenwald keeps it at the point to Belush. He whacks at it. Charles takes his man out. Greenwald. And now Belush levels Quilty right down in front of us here. But Owens, now he's checked into his own bench, taken down by Haggerty. And I think Haggerty's going to take a penalty on that one. Haggerty looks like it's going to be on the hold, and that penalty will come at the 15:53 point. Haggerty going off, I believe it's going to be for a hold. I think that's just starting to show some frustration by the Panthers. This has been a tough period of hockey, and that call happened right at the Plattsburgh bench. He had deposited his Plattsburgh defender right into the bench, but then continued to hold on to him right in front of the referee. Place had no other option but to call that one. Four minutes left in the contest. Plattsburgh on a two-minute power play. Middlebury desperate for a goal. Let's see what the boys can do here. McClellan on the forecheck. Digging with Taff in the Plattsburgh zone. Falvey and Egan battling in at Stallard. Cardinals. Taff now to Bodding. Ahead to O'Quinn. Offside the call. And a stoppage in play. 1:21 left in the penalty to Haggerty. 2 minutes for holding. Middlebury down by a score of 3-0 to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals. Currently ranked number 3 in the country and playing a very good game thus far. Calabrese having some difficulty. Nice job by Evan Newgold on the forecheck as he almost forced Calabrese right into his own goalie. But now Quilty has it in his zone to Belger. They cross over the Middlebury line offside. 3 minutes and 9 seconds left now. 1:03 in the penalty to Haggerty. Calabrese takes a big shot. That doesn't get much past the Middlebury blue line as it was blocked by his own player. Quilty now. Cross ice to Emmerling. Into the corner. 45 seconds left in the Middlebury penalty. Panthers clear it down the ice. McGovern skates in on the forecheck. Chase on and Calabrese on the defense. Now they get it to Quilty. He's stopped momentarily, but now Calabrese has it again. To Emmerling over the Middlebury line. Dishes in front. Blocked at the side of the net. Quilty with it one more time. Can't get anything going. 16 seconds now left. Panthers clear it to center ice. Cardinals content just to throw it right back into the Middlebury zone. 2:15 left in the third period. Panthers long pass. Not really near anyone in particular. Penalty is over to Haggerty. Teams are back at full strength. Hall and Valenti over the line. Shot, rebound in front. Panthers clear it, but not out. Hermans. Falvey takes his man to the boards. 1:43 left now. This one all Plattsburgh for the entire night. 2 second period goals and one here in the third. The Cardinals well on their way to a victory here with 1:30 left. McClellan with Lyman. Over the Plattsburgh line, stopped, and back comes Valente. 2-on-1 with Radiza, shot. Valente shot, stopped by Klein, into the netting it goes. Stoppage in play with 1:15. The trailer on that one, Michael Radiza looking for his hat trick goal. Faceoff is going to be in the Middlebury zone. Since it was deflected into the netting by Stephen Klein as he made the save. Beleshta, Stallard, and Gorman. Taft has it now, sends it behind the net. Evan Newgold with it. Ahead to Tkachuk, along with Jasanti. Last minute of play in the game. Panthers in the Cardinal end. Jasanti. And it's the Cardinals coming away with it. Stallard to Gorman. They've got Stallard in the top of the slot. Klein saw the puck come out from the corner, stops it, and with 33 seconds, a faceoff in the Middlebury zone. Fishman for the Panthers from the faceoff to Charles over the line. Here they come. Backhand shot in front. Nice shot by McGovern. Better save by Rouleau. Cardinals loft shot to Egan at center ice. Panthers stop that. Coming back, McGovern. He's stopped. But the puck rolls into the Cardinal end where Charles battles against Chason for it. 2 seconds left. And there goes the horn, and the game is over. The Plattsburgh State Cardinals defeating the Middlebury Panthers by a score of 3-0. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desiberay Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WBTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WBTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WBTK.
Kim Lower back here at Kenyon Arena, where a less-than-stellar performance by the Middlebury Panthers has resulted in a loss to the Plattsburgh State Cardinals this evening by a score of 3-0. In the third period, just one goal for the Cardinals. That, a power play goal at 9:19, as for the Cardinals, O'Quinn. I'm searching here for his first name, Brandon O'Quinn. As Brandon O'Quinn nets the goal, Egan and Taft get the assists. Back to the point to Egan. Crosses the other side to Taft. Tries to drive the puck, stopped. Taft with it one more time. Sends it down low in the corner. Egan back at the point, has it. Egan walks in, relays it in front, score! Plattsburgh State power play goal. Should be Brandon O'Quinn with that one. That goal coming at the 9:19 mark. And that's all she wrote for the Cardinals. They had all three goals. Two goals in that second period off the stick of Michael Radisa. The third one by his line mate Brandon O'Quinn. And the Cardinals skate out of Kenyon Arena with a 3-0 lead. Or 3-0 win, rather. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WBTK.
A disappointing game as the crowd files out of Kenyon Arena. The Plattsburgh State Cardinals over the Middlebury Panthers by a score of 3-0. The three stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. Locally owned and locally operated by people you know. The number three star of the game, Ryan Chason. He had an assist on the first Michael Radisa goal, and from the point he was pretty much the quarterback at the point for the Cardinals. Number two star, Brady Rulo. He pitches a shutout against the Panthers, stopping all 24 shots that came his way. And the number one star of the game, Plattsburgh's Michael Radisa. He got the game winner way back in the second period at the 2:25 mark, tacked on another one, and that was in the second period, all it really took to sink the Panther ship this evening. So, three stars of the game, all from the Cardinals. Ryan Chason, the number three star, Brady Rulo, the second star, and Michael Radisa, the first star of the game. The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. So the Panthers now, in the midst of a three-game losing streak, are going to need to right the ship and do it very quickly as they travel to Maine next weekend to face Colby on Friday and Bowdoin on Saturday. This is going to be NESCAC play, so these games are going to have a very big bearing on what the Panthers are able to do coming into the postseason in their conference for the playoffs. I guess if you had to try to find a bright spot of these last two losses to Norwich and Plattsburgh is that they came against non-conference opponents. So Middlebury needs to find a spark. They need to find a spark, and they travel to Waterville, Maine next Friday. Not much more to be said from here. Congratulations and thanks to Jim Ty for doing a wonderful job with the goals, the recording the Plattsburgh goals and running the boards for me back there at the studio. I'm Kim Lower. One more time from Kenyon Arena, the final score of tonight's game. Plattsburgh State 3, Middlebury, no score. Good night.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union in Vergennes. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Board on Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desibray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.